And Daf Lamed Zayin Amed Beis, I'd like to start over again the Gemara Safik Ubna Yavam Shebor Lachlaik Benichse Yavam Lebosa the Polag Yavam Benichse Misne. We're speaking about that the first the Yavam had a din Torah with the Safik, the Nifsei Misne. And on this din Torah, we said, Yachloiku. So let us just be Megashim Dinim. Let us say the Mace had left over $100. So Bezdin Paskind that the Yavam gets $50 and the Safik gets $50. Now, the Yavam died, and now the Safik and the Bnei Yavam want to divide the Nichse Yavam. And let us say, for practical purposes, the Yavam left over $1,000, but taking these $50 into consideration that he had Yarshin from the May, so he left over $1,050. Bnei Yavam Omri, so the Bnei Yavam come and tell the Safik, I see Raya the Chuna Atashkel, we're Yershim of the Yavam. You're a Safik Yerish of the Yavam, Bain Safik Maitzimi Devadai. Omalu Safik, so the Safik tells them, Man of Shaichel. If I'm your brother, so give me a chalik together with you. There were two brothers, Bnei Yavam, they had two children. So if I'm your brother, so give me a third. But if you'll say, I'm the son of the mace, so give me at least the $50 that your father had taken. The only reason your father had taken these $50 was al pi cheshbin that I'm his son. Now you're telling me I'm not a son. Well, if I'm not a son, I'm the son of the May, so give me those $50. Rabbi Abba Omar Rav kom dine. Rabbi Abba Omar Rav said, kom dine. That the previous din Torah remains. The $50 they keep. And now on the $1,000, they say, Ein Sofik Meitz Mi Devadai. So in other words, they keep $1,050. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Hoder Dine. Rabbi Yirmiya says, no, now we have to make over the first din Torah. He's coming with a Mamon of Shech. So either give me the $50 or I should be a Yerish B'nichsei HaYavam. Now I would like to say over the Loshen of Rav Shmuel, what is the Lomdis of Komdina? We L'cheira understand the Svara of Hadar Dine, that he's coming with a Mamon of Shech D'Ketayne. You have no right to hold $1,050. It's Sfiridik. If you're keeping the $1,000, so give me the $50. So Rab Shmuel says as follows. Dine de Yachloiku, when Bezdin Paskins Yachloiku, Oy hamoitzi mechaveirei olovaraya, noisin loy din schie bemomenes laanhoge. So Bezdin is giving each of the Balei Dinim a koyach to be zeiche in the moment. That means like this. Let us speak about the first halacha. The Safik in the Yavam benichsei misne. We don't know, was he a ben hameis? Is he the ben hayavam? No one knows. We don't know. Now, we say yachloiku. So Bezdin also doesn't know. So there's a psak and dinim omnis, if you don't know. So we have guidelines in klolim. When we say what? This is a moment amutl besofik, so there's a din chilkim. Let us ask a pertinent kasha. We'll have that the Yovam is a Chofetz Chaim, and the Sofik is a Chofetz Chaim. Very Erlich Yidin, big tzaddikim. So the Yovam will say, I should hold the $50. Maybe. Maybe Take, the Sofik is the son of the mace. How can I take the $50? And the Sofik will say the same thing. Maybe Take, I'm the son of the Yovam. How can I hold the $50? But there's not such cheshbon. We have Leba Shemayim he. Bezden, this is a chalukish ein yachayil li yisemis. I mean, that's true. The snapshot that 50 belongs to him and 50 belongs to him, that's for sure not. Afal pikein, Bezden, his guidelines, what to do besveikis. And pshat is that Bezden, or when there's a psak and meitzim a chaveir olavarai also, that is the psak and Bezden, and if Bezden gives, I'm not a gazlan. That is the din, that is the anhoge by sveikish abomomin, what we have to do. Bezden has their guidelines. And if that is the psak, so kol's man, it was not nisbarer the sofik, so the din is, since there's a tzad sofik, that it's the yovam, so we give yovam half of the money. Since there's a tzad sofik, it belongs to the sofik, so he gives the sofik half of the money. The Kozman, the Havi Sofik, Kozman, the Sofik was not Nisbara. Havi Haloche Bedine Momnis, so there's a Haloche Bedine Momnis, the Islay Schus bin Chosim Lishtamish Behem. Kozman, the Sofik wasn't Nisbara, so I have a right to use this money. So therefore, Rababa holds, even though there's a Mamonishif now, that means al pi cheshbon, it doesn't make sense. Oma mikol mokim. Kivin she'etzem ha-sofik loy nisbara. The sofik was not nisbara. We have such a sofik. We have a sofik maybe, on the first, we had a sofik, maybe the sofik is the ben ayova, maybe the sofik is the ben ames. That sofik is a sofik which never became nisbara. Nisha loy haschiyah shal yachloiku. So the yavam has the schus of yachloiku. He has a schus to hold half of the money. That's what Bezden paskin. It'll come, b'fnei pamalya shamaylon, and he'll still be able to hold the money. He's nothing to be ashamed of. That is the aloch and the nimomen is. The sofik is, kozman is a sofik. That is the din that I'm permitted to have half of the money. Now we have a new sofik. Benichsei hayovam. Now it's a new sofik. Nichsei hayovam. Nichsei hayovam is another sofik. So there, vada yosh, and your sofik yosh. So we have a different din. We have a din of meitz mechaberi, yolav araya. So memela in dinei momin is, that means, come dinner, the first din does not become bottle. Cause man, we don't have a birur in the suffix. Cause we don't have a birur in the suffix, the first din doesn't become bottle. We have anhogis and sveikis, what to do? So that din is kaim and this din is kaim. These are only anhogis and sveikis. I mean, just like, daloch is by shnei shvilin, if two people are walking on the two paths, one is a mace, butl baroch by shal shvil, and two people walked on the path, and so they come to Bezden, Yeska Shaila, Bezden tells them each one is toire, is a cheskes toire. I mean, I want to tell me that's not our business. We have on hogis and hilches veikish, you're permitted to assume your toire. We shtal you on chazoke, and your sofik we shtal you on chazoke. So in the din teire between the yavam and the sofik, we had a psak of yachloiko. And the din teire between the yavam and the bnei yavam, we have a psak of ein sofik meitz midei vaday. And Rabbi Yirmiya held no. Rabbi Yirmiya held, if now al koponim, we have a different chesma, but now we have a chesma mimon of shech, that these $50 belong to him, so we say other din. So the Gemara says, "Leime beplukte da admein verabonon kamiflegi." So we might want to say that this machlokes is a machlokes tanoi. V'snan misha halach l'mdines hayom. Va'ovdolay derech sadeyu. A person had a field which was surrounded on all four sides by fields, other fields. And the only way he could get to his field is he has to trespass one of the surrounding fields. And he had a derech, he had purchased a derech. Now he went away to Medina Sayyam, va'ovdolay derech sadeh, and now it became forgotten which field he had the derech. Admin Omar Yelech Biktzor. So Admin says that he should take the shortest derech possible. He has a derech, so Mamele, I don't know in exactly which direction the derech was from. So Kaponim, he should take the shortest derech. Lachamim Aimrim Yikolai derech b'mei amone, or Yifrach ba'avir. The Chachamim say that he, since he does not have any way to prove which field he has the derech in, so he has no right to have a derech. So if they want, they can charge an exuberant price for the derech. If he doesn't want to pay that, yifrach ba'avir. But he doesn't have a derech. V'avinim bo l'rabbonon, so we at first understood that the case is speaking about that the sodeh hapnimi was surrounded by all four sides, by the sodeh on all four sides belonged to one owner. So he asked, according to Rabbanon, Shapir Koma Admin. So Admin is 100% right. That means he comes to this owner, he says, I zicheb a derech by you. I don't know if it's a large derech, a long derech, a short derech, but give me a derech. You owe me a derech. V'amar Rav Yudah Marav, hochem ma'eskine k'gein shikifua arbo b'nei odo mi'arbo ruchay. So speaking about, there are four different bailim on each ruach. So memele, so he comes to each baal, so they say, prove that you have a derech by us. So there's a psak of ha'maitzim mechaver ha'ovalai. That's the case. So the Gemara says, "Hachi my time with the Admin." So Admin doesn't make sense. What's pshat that Admin says Yelech b'ktzor? There's no ktzor. He has no right to take any derech. For Omar Rove, so Rove explained the machlekes of Admin and the Chachamim as follows: Ba'abo da osu mikoyach abo. If four there were previously four loikrim. When the shikra occurred, and now four other loikrim purchased for them, or va'aboda also mikoyachat, or perhaps previously there was one loikayach, and now four loikrim purchase it from him. Kol amalei pligi the motzo matchle. There's no machloikis admin in the chachamim. You have now a din teira with four bailim. And in each din teira there's a psak of a meitzi mechaveri ola baraye. So everyone holds that either yiknoloi yikach loy derech b'meyamona or yifrach b'aver. Ki pligi bechad do'osi mikoyach habo. Now the machlekes is that when he came back, he finds himself, Baruch Hashem, surrounded by one balabos. So memela now to this balabos, he comes with a taina, mimonav shech tarki gaboch. There's no shaila about it. His admain sova, motza omoloi mikomokim tarki gaboch. But he can say tarki gaboch. Now, before we go into this lesson of Ishaskis, but the Gemara wanted to say Leima Kitanoi. So let's forget about the lesson of Ishaskis. So the Gemara held that if there were previously four leichim, so there was a psak on each field, that you don't have a derech in this field. That was the psak of a meitzim mechaveri olavarai, in Bezin Paskin this. This psak, so each owner possessed the right not to give you a derech. You have no right to get a derech from the east side, from the left side, from the north side, and from the south side. That's what each owner possessed. Now, when one person purchases all four fields, so there's a svare, mamocha rishin l'sheini kos chushatovi l'yodoy. All the rights the moichim had in this field, and it doesn't matter how they got these rights. These rights were gotten because there was a sofik and a psak bezn amaitz mechaveri olavarai. But bezn paskind, I don't have to give you a derech from my field. That's from the field on the east side. So when this field was sold, so the lekeich also possessed these rights. She gets these rights. And from the east side, I don't have to give you a derech. And from the west side, and from the north side, and the south side also. So lemaise, the moichim received a schus through a psak bezden that we don't have to give you a derech. That schus remains kolzman, it's not nisbara fakert. Kolzman you're not mevar. You could be mevar that you have a derech from the east side. No, so finish. You don't have the east, you don't have it any other side. That was the svar of the chachamim. Now we have a problem. The Chachamim say it's different l'shainis. The Chachamim say, Shaskis, they go, that the Yochid tells them, listen, if you'll be quiet, it's good. Or else I'll return back the shtoris to the owners. And with them you won't be able to schlep to din teret. Don't take advantage of me. I'll give it back to them. So the Ritva asked this kasha. The Ritva asked, the Gemara says that they hold komdine, that the Chachamim hold komdine, and then all of a sudden the Gemara jumps with the shaskis. So the Ritva says as follows. That's what he says, I'm going to return the shtoris. That means I'm going to resell it back to the previous owners. He's being miyape his time. But let's read between the words. He's saying something else. I come from Dalit Moichim. With these Dalin Moichim, you lost your right for a derech. So I'm in their place. You lost your derech from them. And I take over what they possessed. So it is just like make believe you're being done with them. If I would return the shtoris to them, it's only that's not the lomdus I could return it. If there's a lomdus over here, that means with them you can't have a din toire. So you can't take advantage of me that I'm one, because I take over this chusim that they had. The ma mocha roi lishen l'sheini kol schushe tovi liyodoi. That I get from each one the powers, the schusim they had. Bein mashuhu sheloi vadai. I get from him what he possessed mi teiras vadai. Bein mashuzocha boi machmas ha-sofik. Or what is his bikayach sofik. So memele. So it's, in other words, mamocha rishin l'sheini. And this is just a yifei loshen. That means don't take advantage. I'm a yochid. I could, with them you had nothing but to talk about. So be the same with me or else I'll go and give it back. But that's not the nekud over here. V'admein seiver in admein holds the less loy hochi by mesha rishon zocha boy mach masofik. Admain holds that mamocha rishon l'sheini means that whatever schusim the rishon possessed mitayras badai, so mamela tashteitzach that goes over to the lekeach. But if the only reason the Rishon had it because by him it was a sofik, by him there was a psak of a meitz mechaber al varaya, and it doesn't apply by me, I can't get that from him. And that's the yisayda machlekes kom dine, or hadar dine. That is the machlekes. And the Kuntres HaSveikis also says the same Lashon, and that is the Svore, he brings down this Ritve, he brings down Muki Yosef, that is what the Yorshim are tying to the Sufik. The Bnei Yom are tying, Osinu miman deloi motzis lishtuye dine badei. They're telling us, we're coming from the Yovam. From the Yavam, you couldn't take away those $50. The psak was those $50 belonged to him. We're coming with the schusim of the Yavam. We're asking the Yavam. Mahoirish rishon l'sheini kol schusha tovi l'yodai. He had a right in those $50. And the Sofik never became this bara. So we remain with this right. Let us go further. So Leime Rab Abba the Omerika Rabbona. So the Gemara says Rab Abba holds like the Rabbona. That Rabbona hold kom dine, the Rab Yirmi the Omerika Admoin. Omer lecho Rab Abba ano the Omri afilu ka Admoin. I hold afilu ka Admoin. Ad kan leikoma Admoin hosom. That means Rab Abba said, that in this case I hold kom dine. Ad kan le koma ad min hosom mushum da omale mi monavshech darki gaboch. Darki chad gaboch. Avol hoche mi ika le meima hochi. Now let us see Rashi on this shtickle gemore. Darki chad isli gaboch. The Tainis Boriu, the Yoda Mai Kotova Mine. He knows what he's mourning from him. So, Bachsach Mir Rab Shmuel says that Pshat is that in this case, it's like Nisbarer Hasofik. The Haloche of Kom Dine applies only Kozman Shaloi Nisbarer Hasofik. That means there was a din teire between the four moichrim, between the four makifim. So there was a suffix that I have in this field and this field. So there was a psaka maitzmecha ve'olavarai. In each field, there was a suffix. If you have a derech in this field, and the west field, the east field, there was a psaka in each field, a maitzmecha ve'olavarai. But now, now it's Nisbarer HaSofik. Now there's a Sofik. Do you have a field? There's one, it's one owner. Do you have a field by this owner? I have it. So, there's no Sofik here. From him it's Nisbarer HaSofik. So Pasnish Komdine. It doesn't apply Komdine over here. That is the Chilik. Masha Enkein. That's what Rababe is saying. Rababe is saying, in the case of Admoin, it's Nisbarer HaSofik. He's coming with a tainis bori. You owe me a derech. You owe me a derech. There's no shaila about it. You're surrounding me and I have a derech in your field. I have a derech in your field. So there's no masofik anymore. It's Nisbarer HaSofik. Kom dini can only apply because man the sofik is still in a matzav of sofik. Avol hoche mi ikala meima hochi. So let us see Rashi. Mi ikala meima hochi. Hala yoda mai kotova mine. It's nizbara the sofik. He doesn't know he's coming. He's coming to say, give me $50. He knows he's the ben ames. Halayada my kotova mine, ipalge benichsei misne, does he have a right to half of the nechosim of the maize? Imanosa benichsei yovam, he's still mesupik, he hasn't the faintest idea where he has a schus yerusha. Umikoyach shtei tainis ibo alayim. He's coming, listen, if it's this, so if I'm a ben, give me $50. If I'm a ben a yavam, give me a third of the nechosim. Umikayach shtei tainus ibo aleim. B'cholachas v'achas oimim le'ovirai. So here we tell him, but there never was a bin in the suffix. We remain with the same suffix. Are you a ben a yavam? Are you a ben a mes? We don't have any birl to this suffix. So b'meila there were two dintayres. There was a dintayre with the yavam, so there was such a psak. And that suffix wasn't nisbara, so that psak remains. Kozman, it's not nisbara. Now we have another suffix, and there's a different psak. And then everything remains. So b'meila, so the Gemara wants to say that Chab Abik can hold like Adma. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amaloch, ana da omri afilu rabon. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, I hold like the Rabbon. I hold Hodadine. But I'll hold like the Rabbon. That what? That you'll say, Yikach leider v'meyemone. Ad kan leikomri Rabbon an hosom el mishum do'om alei ishaskes shaskes v'loi madar neshtore lemorayu Loimotzis leshtuye dina badayu. So the Kuntres HaSveike says, "Vatartzen heishiv." That means the Makshin had held that the Rabbonin hold komdine, and this was the sloshin of madar neshtore lemorayu. Is Yipi Loshin, but the Ikataina was that Mamoharishin Loshaini. Now the Gemara wants to say no. There's no din of Rabbi Yirmiyah holds, you don't say Mamoharishin Loshaini. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that even though by the father had a right in half of the money, of the $50 of the mace, but now by the Yosh, we don't say Mamocha Rishon L'Sheini, because the old $50 was only with the Cheshbon, and now the Cheshbon doesn't apply. But over there, the Osamayna time of the Madal Nishtogel Maraya Taina Ma'al Yisit Fei. There is a Bazundere Taina. And Dachsach Mir Pshat is, in this Taina, the Rosh and Bobekame Simin Gimel says, "Kol davar sheyochel litoin poskinim beiki lekva osi." That means he's coming with a different taina. That means you're taking advantage of me because I'm a yochid. So since it's bekoyach for me to retract the mechira, not be meoika meikore, I can return the shtore, sell back to them the kakois. So donim keilu osi, since it's biyodai for him to do it, to sell it back to them. So memele we're done keilu it was done already. So memele you this is a way how I can make you lose your koyach hatviya. The midyar morning for me, I'm one. I have a koyach hafor because I could make it tzrik for. So Mamela, so that is the svara of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now, let us see Rashi. There's one more Rashi we have to see. Now, Rashi is very mechudishtik. The bottom Rashi is Shoskes. So Rashi says, "V'loy elo alecho pedomim yikorim." Now Rashi, all of a sudden, says here in the Chachamim Anupshat that the Chachamim are telling the Makif is telling the Nikif that I'll make a deal with you. Before, when it was by the four bailim, or if I'll return it, let's talk facts of life. If I'm going to return these four fields to the four bailim, you won't have a derech, period. Won't have a derech, finished. And they can charge you an exuberant price, and you can dance on your head. You don't have any yetzer. That is, if you'll handle with four. You want to take advantage of me and take the derech for free. You want to come, listen. So good, listen. We have to make a pshara. I'll make a deal with you. I'll sell you the derech for a normal price. So it's, I'm telling you, it's worthwhile for you. It's worthwhile for you. And this, the, and this one, the pnimi, the nikif hears this, so, it's a worthwhile deal to agree with, because the alternative is he'll lose everything, and or be yikach b'meya monet, so he might as well handle with this one. So Rashi says over here, pshat in the shaskis. Rashi says pshat in the shaskis. This is a leverage to handle with the nikif. And it'll be worthwhile for both of them. That's pshat nishaskis. Rashi says psanu pshat nishaskis. The tzicheshver and the havamina. How this comes in with kamdina. Now let us see Tosfos. The omale ishaskis shaskis. Perish v'loisitel klum. Now Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, you don't take anything now. I have no intentions of giving you a derech. And if not, I'll return it. You also won't get a derech. He's not making any deals with the nikif. V'loi titel klub. V'loi kemoi shepirish bekuntres ishaskes umezil naloch. That if you won't hack me in cup, I'll make a deal with you. I'll sell to you for a cheaper price. The Chachomim said that Yikach Leiderich B'Meyamona, that's the Machlekes Abmin and the Chachomim. And the Gemara says the Lomdus is also Ishaskis. Now, let us just, so the Taisvus HaRosh says, not even the Taisvus HaRosh, Elavadai. Kol heichi demotzi meheder, if I can return it, ve'ein shekinegdoi nifsad bachzorosoi, and if I'll return it, you're not losing. De'ilu loy lokhoyo yedinoi kemoyato. That means I can return it. I could return I could resell it to them. And if, and by reselling to them, you're not losing anything, because before I bought it, that you weren't this massive. You didn't have a derech. So it's not called you're losing through me returning it to them. If I wouldn't have bought it, it would be by these four. Omrinin kemurzer domi. This is the same lumdis, so this is a koyach that a baldin can tainer, so memele, you can't gain, you can't take advantage from me. That means before you didn't have the derech, and you can't take advantage from me to get the derech. So since it's biyodit for me to replay the previous scenario, that you'll be mukif from four bailim, so it's kilo mukza now, so that's a schus that he has. V'chein, that's the girsa, v'chein b'peire kama de bo b'kama. This is the Rosh, the Taisus Rosh girsa. And Taisus is bringing a raya, the Beth Pshat Nugman bo b'kama. That it's not, Ishaskis is not a deal you are making. According to Rashi, it's a deal. He's making a deal with them. That's worthwhile for both of them. So Tosfos is going to bring a raya from the Gemara and Bava Kama that it's not a deal. Because I'll show you a case where it's not worthwhile for one of them to agree. V'afal pikein, you say yishaskes. So kochach, it's a din, not a deal. Gabi mochon le'echot, kulon nichnesu tachas habaylim, v'ave'isha b'ziburis, v'afal pisha lokach idis b'achroine, mishum yishaskes le'motzi omro le'i l'chiseda kivin shembo lavkiya midina. Period. Now, let us explain for a few minutes what the Gemara says over there. Like this, the halacha is that, let's talk about a story. It was Reuven. Reuven had three fields. He had one that was idius, one that was beninis, and one that was ziburis. These are the three qualities of fields he had. And he had, he owed money to three people. He owed money to, he was mazik someone, so then he owed the idiots. He was a baal chayiv, he owed beninis. He was, he owed a ksubasisha, so that was the ziburis. So if they would mon from him, so each one would be goive kidinoi. Now, he sold one field. Whatever field he sold, but he has left over two fields. So let's make it, he sold two fields, and he's left over a third field. So the halacha is, it doesn't matter what quality is by the lekuchis, doesn't matter what quality is by the baal chayiv. The halacha is that kol zman in goyven minachosam mishabodim b'mokim shiyesh b'nei chayim. Kol zman is b'nei chayim, he cannot mon from mishabodim. So if he left over, let's say, the idiots, so they'll all go and be goyven the idiots. So the ksubasish and the baal chayiv have a yontev. They'll be goyven from the idiots. And that's, they mon from him. Now, there's another halacha. The halacha is that when, just like we say, that the engoyim and the chosim mishabonim b'mokim sheyesh b'nei chayrim, that the leikeach kentayne inachti loch mokim ligvis, that means don't mon from me, this karka by this b'nei chayrim. This halacha also applies, afilu everything was purchased from the loive and mazik and baal ishe. The seder hagviya is from the last karke. That means beinachti loch mokim ligvois. The seder hagviya is that you first have to mum from the last karke. That is the halach. You get mum because when I purchased the first two, I left over the last one. So mamela, so you cannot be goiva from the first two. Kozman is the last one on, even though I purchased the last one also. You mum from the last one. Now, we're speaking about that the last karka he purchased was idiots. He purchased idiots. No. So the halacha is that they all go to the last karka. So the ksubis isha comes, she wants to mum from idiots. Just like when if it would have been by her husband, she can mum from the idiots, she wants to mum from the idiots. So the Gemara says, he tells as follows, listen here, either you take from the ziburis. If you don't want from the ziburis, you shaskes. You take from the ziburis. I'm giving you from the ziburis. Even though halachically she has a right to mon from the last one. You take from the ziburis. And you want to make a kick out of it. I'm going to sell back. I'm going to sell back the ziburis to the baal chayiv. I'll force you to take the ziburis. That's what he tells her. So lechayre, she has nothing to lose and everything to gain. So she can laugh in his face and say, "Do it. When you'll do it, you'll do it. Kozman, you didn't do it. Mice, I have a right to manidius. You want to do it? Do it. He said that. When you'll do it, that then I'm on ziburis. Now I have a right to manidius." The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says he tells her ishaskis and lemaisa she mons from ziburis and she doesn't open up her mouth. So you see, ishaskis is not a deal. that we are making with between the two Balei Dvorim. If it be a deal there, it's no deal for her. She has nothing to lose and everything to gain, so she can take, she can call his bet. You do it, then we'll start talking. So we see it's a halacha. It's a halacha. Since you're not losing because of me, since you're not losing because your din was iburis, now because of a seder of events, now you want to mourn the idiots. Since I can return the ziburis, and then you'll have to mourn the ziburis, so you have to mourn now the ziburis. That is the nalasi gentaisis. Even though the last kaki he had purchased was idiots, Mishumishaskis, Blaimotza Omrelech, he said that, she can't tell him, when you return the ziburis, then I'm on ziburis, now you give me idiots, Kivin Shemboli, Lafkiya Midina. Since he's not taking away from her din, so there's a schus that it's kilo murza. Since I could do it, it's like it's done already and finished. And that's, so I have this schus. Ubechad the osi mikoyachad. Leimotzi lemeime viloime zavnina laobo. Now Taisu says the other way around. What'll be the din of sachad the osi mikoyachad? And he's telling him, he says, you know, if you don't keep quiet, I'll sell it to four. I'll sell it to four people. And that means I'll make you lose the derech. You don't know Hakmanish Ken Shainik. I'm not interested in giving you a derech. And if you'll be nudging me, I'll sell it to four different people, and then you'll be on Gehak Tzoris. So Taisvis says, the Pshite, given the loy osi mikoyach albo, since you didn't come mikoyach albo, that means if you're coming mikoyach albo, so forget that was his din. His din was albo. His din, that means v'chatchila you amukif from albo, so the din was you don't have a derech. So then contain them, and down, I'll turn it back to the albo. But here if it's chad the osi mikoyach had, is kim loy osi mikoyach abo loy shavkin alay. So Taisa says, amoyre de kezach, we won't even let him sell it to the four. It seems in Taisa, not only there's no taina of ishaskis, we won't even let him sell to abo. That means Bezin lo paskin will shop him to dinterim before you make any sales, you give him the derech. Or if it'll be, and then you want to sell it to Abo Gesundheit, but after the derech is deducted from your property, then you can make a sale. But you have to give him a derech. Could be Taisvis means to say that we won't even let him make a deal. Maybe that's what Taisvis wants to be Moisev, because the Achoinim ask, I mean, it's poshut. If the whole thing is only a schust, you can't be to look me adine, so you can't be mafset him with the schust. Maybe Taisa means to say that a fellow with a deal, we won't permit him to make a deal. We'll prevent him from selling tabo. V'im taima v'abo dosi mikoy echad leheda hu chad demeik tzor. Like Taisa is, abo dosi mikoy echad. So let him mum from this chad the make tzor. That means let him come over to the chad and let him tell the chad like this: Lemaise, you owed me a derech. There was a derech by you. Now you sold the Brooklyn Bridge. You sold my derech. You took money from everything. So Lemaise, pay me al kaponim the money that you received for selling my derech. V'yeshleim the motz omalei lemachalti elamashe yeshli b'chas v'shalom. I didn't sell your derech. The derech belongs to you. The money I got was, I sold everything besides the derech. I didn't take money for the derech. So I don't owe you a penny. I didn't take money for the derech. The price I took, that's real estate. That's I took for the fields. But the derech, I didn't take money for the derech. Forget, because the derech is yours. I didn't sell your derech. I just sold what I possess, and I possess four fields without a derech. Where exactly the derech is, I don't know, but I didn't take money for that. Let us go further. Safik v'yavam shabo lachloik b'nichsei Sodom. Safik v'yavam that came to be chaylik b'nichsei Sodom. That means the grandfather died, the father of the yavam and the mace. And now the Safik and the yavam wanted to divide up the chosib. Wanted to divide up the chosim of the grandfather. Sofik oma, hai gavre ba misnahu. So the Sofik says, I'm the son of the mace. Upal gedidiyu. So half of my father would have yarshened, half of the nichsei asove, upal gedidiyu. Yovam oma at bloi didiyat. You're my son. You don't yarshen anything. I yarshen the whole mace. V'les lecho v'loi midi. Havi yovam vadai, v'sofik sofik, v'in sofik moitzi midei vadai. Now let us see Tosfos. Rashi. Sovo avi hameis v'hayovam. Havi yovam vadai yorish, izavada yorish, v'yedeya mikoyach mihubo. He knows why he's coming, how he's coming. Umurzik b'nechosim, and he's a murzik in the nechosim. V'loidomi lahida Rav Misharshia d'leil. So Rashi says, what is this different than Rav Misharshia? The case of Rav Misharshia was that it was sofik u'bnei yovam b'nichsei misne. And there, pshat was, that the Sofik Zichre had a third of the Nechosim, for sure. Sofik Yov B'nichsei Misne, the third of the Nechosim, and he wanted among all the Nechosim. So Rashi says, why isn't it simple? Why over there all of a sudden you say the same thing? He Zichre Amurzik in the Nechosim. The Hosim Afal Gav, the Sofik Islay Schia B'nechosim Imonavshech, he also has a Schia in the Nechosim. It's not called a vadai. Tlayoda mikoyach mihu bo, lirish mikoyach mahu bo aleihem. Now, we have to understand that this is a difficult Rashi. Let us just say the Teichwörter in Rashi, and then maybe in Tosfos we'll understand it a little better. Rashi seems to be saying that in our case, when there's a suffix in Yovam b'nichsei Sova, so the Yovam is a muhzik in the Nechosim, and he knows why they belong to him. He knows why he's a muhzik. I'm a son of the Sova. So Rashi asks, there also the suffix is a muhzik in the Nechosim, a third of the Nechosim belongs to him. So Rashi says, but he doesn't know why it is his. Lo yoda mikoyach mihu bo lirish mikoyach mahu bo aleim. Lo yoda mikoyach mihu bo lirish mikoyach mahu bo aleim. He doesn't know als what this chelik belongs to him. So memele, here you don't say in Sofik meitzimi debadai. Now let us see Tosfos. We'll see how Tosfos understood al kaponim the words of Rashi, and then perhaps we'll try to explain Shitas Rashi. Haviyovam vaday v'sofik sofik perish bekunteris vaday haviyovam vaday. The suffix. Perish bekunteris, vadai, sheyedeya me'eze koyach ubo, umuzik v'nechosim. Leidomi lohudra mishashi delel, dos mafal gab, the suffix islay b'nechosim, schi mimonavshich, the also yes a schi in the nechosim. Velochi lechoshe vadai dloyoda mikoyach mi ubo alei. Mashma mi toich perushei. So Tosfos was understood Pshan Rashi. The korei vadai, masha vadai, neutel chelik b'nechosim. That's the vadai. He vada is a chilek in the nechosim, and therefore Rashi had a kashus. What's different than Rameshashir? Rameshashir also is a vada chilek in the nechosim, so he should also should be a muzik. So Rashi answers, but there he knows the reason why he's a vada. Here he doesn't know the reason why he's a vada. The perik mishemeis gabi hodes na nofel habayis olov val imay. Now the mishemeis we are speaking about, that a house fell on top of, there was Rachel and Yosef. Rachel was Yosef's mother, and the house fell down on Rachel and Yosef. Now let us look in the Bach, let us understand the case a little bit. Ola v'alima, kigayin Yosef v'Rachel, eilu v'eilu moidim shayach loiku. So now, there's a din yachloiku. Perish Chabayin Shmuel, the Rashbam says, Sheyachloiku Yershei Ha'em, V'haynu Achi Ha'em Min Ha'ov Lovon, Im Yershei Ha'ben, Haynu Achi Ha'ben Min Ha'ov Ruve. So, what does the Rashbam say? The Rashbam says as follows. The Gemara says, you say the yachloiku. I don't know who died first. Now, if Rochel died first, so then Yosef yashent her, and since Yosef died after her, so his brother Reuben will yashen nichsei Rochel. If Rochel died after Yosef, so then the klal is ein haben yerish es imay bekever lahamchil laochiv min ha'av. There's no din mishmush over here. So Lemaise, so if Yosef died before Rochel, so then the halacha is that her brother will yashana. So Lovin will yashana. So I have a suffix, who yashened Rochel? Did Yosef yashen Rochel and then he gave it over to Reuven? Or did Lovin yashen Rochel? So that's how the Rashbam says, that's the Shail and the Gemara. So we say Yachloiku. So we divide Nichsei Rochel. Now, V'loirotza Leforesh, so now Tosfos says, the Rashbam was very careful to bring Lovon into the picture. V'loirotza Leforesh Yershei Ha'em B'nei Ha'em. L'chayra, why do you have to say that Lovon is the Yershei Ha'em, and he's Yashning as a brother? Let us say that Binyamin, the Dainu Achia ben Minaim. Let us say that. Now the Shail will be like this. Now, if Rochel died first, so then Binyamin, or Yashin Sisef, he's a son, and then Yosef Yashin's the other half, and then he's Manchela to Reuben. If Yosef died first, so Binyamin will Yashin the whole thing. Why didn't the Rashbam say this marshal? It's a suffix. If it's a suffix, if Binyamin yashins the whole thing, or if Binyamin yashin half. The Rashbam did not want to say this. So you know why the Rashbam didn't want to say this. Rotsa leparash yoshein b'nei ha'im d'ayinu achia ben min ha'im d'ayinu Binyamin. Dimkein avala Binyamin v'adai v'ruven suffix v'in suffix meitzim idei v'adai. So again, the Rashbam was Rashi's anenikul. So memela, the Rashbam said like Rashi that he was very careful to make sure that the Yosheim is love and not Binyamin, because if Binyamin is Yosheim, so since he's a vada Yerush and half of the Nechosim, and here he knows why he's getting half of these Nechosim, because he's a ben. So this is mamish like a sofik v'yavam v'nichsei sova. So therefore the Rashbam said that Yosheim is love. So Taisi says, I don't agree with this at all. The autobination vadai be mixus nachosim ye vadi be kulam. But it doesn't make sense. Since he's a vadi be mixus nachosim ye vadi be kulam. Vaoi da omar hosim a maisele le kamon. Gabi nofel habayis olov val oviv, olov val merishav. Vaois olov subis isha u balchoiv. Now, the Gemara says, there was another case. about there was a father and a son, and the son had Balei Chayvis. Now, the son did not have any money. So Kozman, the Balei Chayvis, used to mend the son, he said, Ainley, so that took care of all the tviyas. But now, this tragedy could have been very profitable for the Balei Chayvis. That means, if the father died first, and then the son died, so the son inherited Nichse Oviv, so the Balei Chayvis can now mend all the Chayvis. The son died a millionaire. If the son died first, so then the Yershei Ha'av will take the money. Balei Chayvis won't take anything. Who are the Yershei Ha'av? Achi Haben. Achi Aben, that the Yoshi Av is Achi Aben, and they're tining that the father died second. And the Balei Chayvis are tining that the father died first. Al Machagad Yeshlov Bonim Achemach Shvinu Luvada. And often the Gemara, we don't say like the Rashba. Bechein Beperikame de Bobekame, Gabi Achim Shecholku, Ubo balchoi v'notal chelkoi shalechad mehem. Achim shecholko. So the father left over two fields. Field Aleph and field Beis. Reuven took field Aleph, Shimon took field Beis. Ubo balchoi v'notal chelkoi shalechad mehem. And the balchoi took away one field. So now, the Omar Rav Asi, Neutel Reviya Bekarka, Oy Reviya Bemois. So Rav Asi said as follows. Rav Asi was a Mesupik, if Achim Shecholku are Yershim, or Achim Shecholku are Lekuches Shaloi Ba'achayis. So the din is as follows. If Achim Shecholku are Yershim, so the Baal Chayv took away Karka Aleph from Reuven. So Reuben comes over to Shimon, Bruder Laban, we both Yarshin, the father's Nechosim. I mean, he doesn't have to take from me. The both Karkois were Meshubid to the Baal Choy. He took my Karka. Now we'll divide your Karka. We'll divide it in half. That's it. Each one of us will lose half of the Yerusha, but give me half of the Karka. If they are Lekuches Shaloi Ba'achayis, they're not Yershim, they're Bedin Lekuches, so then the din is that Shimon goes over to Reuven, his brothers, and he writes him a consolation note. I really feel very bad that this happened to you, but that's facts of life. And finish. That was your gamble. He took it from you and finished. So Mamela, I don't owe you a penny. So Rav Asi did not know if the Yoshim or Lekuchis. So Rav Asi said, so Misafik, he takes a quarter. Sofik, you say Yachloiku. So that means it's a Sofik. Does he owe him half a karka? Does he owe him nothing? So he pays him a quarter. That's what Rav Asi said. The Masik, the Abiyachim Shecholko Bo Bachoy Benot Tocholko Shecholko Mem, the Omar Rav Asi Neitel Reviyah Bekark, he takes a quarter of the karka, or Reviyah Bemois, Shem Demesavkele, Ke Yoshim Domi, Ke Lekuchas Domi, So Taisa says, let's talk about, he takes half a karka. He takes a quarter of the karka. So let the brother tell him, listen, I'm zichah muzik in the karka. It's a sofik if you get this quarter of the karka or not. So I'm a muzik, I'm a vada, you're a sofik. And sofik makes me the vada. So Taisa says, and let's say the same thing over there. Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. One of them says Kulishli, one of them says Chetzishli. So the Mishnah Paskin is the one that says Kulishli gets a half, and then the other Chetzia, they divide. So one gets three quarters, and one gets one quarter. So Taisa asks, let's say Ein Sofik Meitzmi Devade according to Rashi, since half of the talis belongs to him, so Mamela, he knows where he's coming from, he's coming at the time he's boy. So Mamela let the other half belong to him. So before we go to Taisus Pshat, I'd like to say over how the Oruch Laner went to the Seip Shat Merashi. The Oruch Laner says as follows, Svaras Rashi, Imei Oisei Shem, Sheyesh Lei Chelek B'Miktsas, that means the reason that he is a Chelek B'Miktsas, Yesh Lei Tviye Gam Al Chelek Ha'acher. That means, Rashi, what Rashi said, he has a Teiris Murzik on the Nechosim. So Rashi explained, when does he have a Teiris Murzik? That means, let's say, Sofik V'yovim. Sofik V'yovim, I am a Yoyrish on half of the Nechosim. So that's why half of the Nechosim are mine. My Taina on the other half of the Nechosim are for the same reason, because I'm a Yoyrish. So somehow this gives me a din murzik in the nechosim. The taina that gave me half of the nechosim, and with this taina I want to receive all the nechosim, because I'm a yairish. So this I get a din murzik in the whole nechosim. We get a din murzik. Buloidami lebalchoy. Sha'af she'chelek ha'echod vaday sheloi. Mikol mokin, Hashem shu vaday sheloi, adayin sofi, she'teve yetoyin, she'chelek hu sheloch, mikoyich Yerusha, v'loi betoyres lekuchis, v'tarzuloi chelek mi Yerusha. So he says as follows, in the case of Rav Asi, So Tosfos asked on Rashi, let the other brother tell him, listen, I'm zicher a murzik and half of the nechosim. So you shouldn't be able to take away the quarter. I'm murzik and you shouldn't be able to take away a quarter. So he says, why are you murzik in these nechosim? They're yours. Is it yours because of Yerusha? Is it yours because of Lekuches? If it's yours because of Yerusha, so that doesn't mean that the other half should be yours. If it's not a reason, Bechlad, that the other half should be yours. For Kabbal Yerushim, so I should take the other half. If it's yours because of Lekuches, so then it's a reason. But you're not coming with a reason. That means you're not a Vadai. Rashi says, when do you get a Teiris Murzik? When do you get a Teiris Murzik? When do you get a Teiris Murzik in the Nechosim? That is, if the reason that you are a Murzik in half is a reason that the other half should also be yours. That is by Safik V'yavam. So, Mamel, the reason this half is yours is because you're a son. Out this reason, you want the other half should be yours also, because a son should yashin the whole thing. Masha'ain came by the case of Rav Asi. We don't know why this half is yours. Maybe because you're yours, maybe you're lekuchas. Because that was Rashi said. That's what Rashi says. I don't know why a third of the father, of the Mace's Nechosim is mine. Maybe I'm getting it through the Yovel. Maybe I'm getting it through the I'm a ben ames. So memele. So if it is unclear, if the right, the schus I have in the nechosim is not a birur on the other half, okay, so since the tarash is also made, the third is mine, that does not mean that the other two thirds also has to be mine. But if the reason that it is mine that applies for the other half also, then they get a Teiris Murzik in the other half. Now, Tosfos Mahalach is not a Poshet Mahalach, how Tosfos understands Pshat in the Gemaras. Before we see Tosfos Teretz, I'd like to say over, Rav Shmuel says in the Olam HaYeshivis, there's a very beautiful Mahalach, how to say Pshat in our Gemara. Remson, Reb Chaim says this vault in a note, and it's a very lomdish vault. Just to understand our Gemara. Taisus didn't say it, and Rashi didn't say it, but there's a beautiful mahalach. When there are two children, a father dies and leaves over two children. Each child is a din yairish. A child is a child, he's besibet to yarshin all the nichsei ha'av. A child yarshins nichsei ha'av. So, a child, he's a din yairish to yarshin whatever the father possesses. There's another child, so he also is a yairish whatever the father possesses. The Sriyas Anachosim comes out, so if both of them have a din yoyrish on a kol nichsei ha'av, we make a chalukah. But each one has a sibe to yarshin all the nechosim. That means a son, not pshad is a son yarshin's half the nechosim, a son yarshin's all the nechosim. There's a problem, there's another son. So he also should yarshin all the nechosim. So now we have a problem, both can yarshin, so we split up the nechosim. But a son b'koyach is a din yoyrish on all the nechosim. So Mamele, as argimore is beautiful. Argimore, that means the Yavam has a din yoyrish b'nichsei hasova. The Yavam comes, I have a din yoyrish b'nichsei. I'm a son. Who are you? You don't know if you're a son. Maybe you're a ben a ben. Maybe you're my son. So I have a vadai din yoyrish. You have a sofik din yoyrish. So that's a din. Ein sofik meitzimi dei vadai. So someone called, I have a din yoyrish. We're not talking about the chalokim. We're talking about the din yoyrish. I'm a vada yoyrish of my father. And a vada yoyrish of the father means I'm bekoich to yarshin whatever he has. A yoyrish can yarshin whatever he has. But so we're not talking about the schiyas and the chosim. We're talking about if I have a din yoyrish. So I have a din yoyrish. You're a sofik if you have a din yoyrish. So takein sofik meitzimi deivadai. And that's what the Rashbam held also could be. Not the way Tosfos understood, or the way Rashi said, Salomdus, since he is a chelik in the nechosim, so a melad, so gives him a din murzik and all the nechosim. In Sofik, Moitzimi Deivadai means something else. But let us try to see Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos says differently. Eloha dekori hoche yovam vadai. That word here, the yovam is called a vadai. Hainu mishim sha yovam hu vadai yoshay shel sova. Yovam is a vadai yoyrish. Alo Sofik, Sofik im hu yoyrish eklau. Nasa Sofik if he is a yoyrish. So there we say in Sofik, maitzimi dei vadai. Aval hosom benofal olov va'al imoy. Vayhavi bin yomin vada yoyrish b'chol chatzi ha'acha. There is not a vada yoyrish b'chol chatzi ha'acha. The imeisa rochul kaidim, Yosef, if rochul died before Yosef, aval v'nami yoyrisha. V'benofal abayis olov alovi v'imeisa of kaidim, aval bal choyv yoyrish, v'loi ben ha'acha. So, Dolchaner wants to say Pshat and Tosfos as follows. So Tosfos understood that Pshat and Agamore is that before the Sofik was born, so the Nechosim were Becheskas Hayovam. That means that he was going to go and Yarshin them before the Sofik. He's the son of the Sova. Now there's a Sofik, Did the Sofik become a Yairish, yes or not? Is there another Yairish, yes or not? So here we say, since he's a Vada Yairish, there's a Sofik, So there we say, in Sofik, we knew he was Zicha Yairish, and he was the only Yairish, and now there's a Sofik, did there come a new Yairish, or no? So we say in Sofik Meitzmi Deivadai. Masha Einkein, Binyamin and Yosef, that Binyamin was a Yairish and Yosef was a Yairish. We know both of them are Yorshim. But now the Sofik is, Lemaise, did Yosef Yarshim in the Chosim or didn't Yosef Yarshim in the Chosim? That is the Sofik. So that is no din of ein sofik meitzi midei vaday. That the only din ein sofik meitzi midei vaday is if there's a sofik, if a bechlau, there came another Yairish. We knew that the Yavim was the Yairish, and now we have a sofik, did they get born a different Yairish? But here we knew Claude two Yairishim. B'yomim is a Yairish and Yosef is a Yairish. Now we don't know if Yosef is bekoyach to Yarshin Rochel, because maybe he died before Rochel. And that you don't say in Sovik, meitzim idei vaday.